Mexican president refuses to talk cartel violence during border visit. By Cartel Chronicles on May 15, 2023. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador visited the border cities of Matamoros and Reynosa, Tamaulipas, to inspect the progress in a series of changes to the customs offices. However, during those visits, the president refused to address the growing cartel violence in the state. He instead claimed he had faith in the current governor. On Saturday, President López Obrador brought a large deployment of military forces with armored vehicles and helicopters as part of his security detail during his visit to Matamoros. As he arrived at the customs office at one of the three ports of entry in the city, López Obrador did not stop to greet locals or to speak with local news outlets. In the streets, locals shouted for help in finding missing loved ones, better working conditions, and other petitions. The politician briefly acknowledged them, claiming they would be heard. Ayer y hoy recorrimos aduanas en Matamoros, Reynosa y Nuevo Laredo. Se rehabilitan 15 instalaciones. Se han adquirido equipos de vigilancia. Reosex, se construye la Oficina Nacional de Aduanas y un cuartel. Todo ello, con inversión cercana a 10 mil millones de pesos para ser. pic.twitter.com/jin.jv9xrfm. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador _, May 14, 2023. Breitbart Texas and other local journalists tried to ask questions as the president drove by. When asked about the violence in the region, López Obrador briefly said, "Have patience," and stated that he trusted Tamaulipas Governor Américo Villarreal. The visit by López Obrador was private and his security detail did not allow business leaders or local media to enter the offices or to attend the meetings. The Matamoros mayor Mario Labarrega López was also not invited to the event. The following day, Reynosa mayor Carlos Peña Ortiz was invited to visit the customs offices in his city. During the Reynosa visit, the politicians also refused to talk about the raging cartel violence that has plagued Tamaulipas. As Breitbart Texas reported, a series of turf wars within rival factions of the Gulf Cartel and Las Zetas brought violence to most of the state. In recent weeks, convoys of cartel gunmen and armored SUVs clashed along the state's main highways and on dirt roads. As Breitbart Texas has reported, Tamaulipas state police forces, which ultimately answer to Governor Américo Villarreal, have largely avoided confronting cartel gunmen and have only been responding after the shootouts. Additionally, Breitbart Texas has also reported on the close relationship between Villarreal's inner circle and criminal organizations such as the Gulf Cartel, where, in the city of Mont, they have been able to operate large-scale extortion operations on locals with complete impunity. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Las Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza from Tamaulipas.